Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Creating Change. And this is Doug Foresta. I am so pleased. We've got a great show for you today. My guests are Robert Mallon and Bill Watkins from Rusty Lion Academy. I know you'll get a lot out of this episode. You know, one of my my friend Joe Vitale always says that his the phrase that he hates the most is when people say it is what it is. And of course, that goes against the entire idea of creating change, which is about it doesn't have to, maybe it is what it is, but what are you going to do about what is? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is creating a bigger box for your life, creating a bigger vision for your life, and exploring what maybe you have accepted as it is what it is. So with that, I want to welcome my guests. I encourage you to go to, we'll explain what this link is in a little bit, but rustylionacademy.com/empowerradio. Robert Mallon and Bill Watkins, welcome to Creating Change.
Thank you so much. Doug, hey. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Doug, so, we're glad to be here.
Thank you. I didn't do a big bio this time because I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an opportunity to say a little bit about, first of all, can you explain what Rusty Lion Academy it is and what you two gentlemen do? Because you do really great work.
Bill, go ahead, buddy.
At Rusty Lion Academy, thanks for asking, Doug. We help men be more than they've become, so to speak. And specifically, we focus on three areas. We focus in on building a growing, thriving business. We build on an extraordinary life. And we put those two together into by building aspirational leadership. So we work with business men, business owners, business leaders. And the linchpin to that is aspirational leadership. The two sub areas that they focus that leadership on are their business and their life. And so basically we're helping successful men grow even more successful businesses without screwing up their life.
And of course, so we're going to talk a lot today about, particularly for men. I mean, I think there's lessons here for men and women.
Oh, of course there are.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, as human beings, we're all having, you know, we're having this experience. Yeah, we were chatting for a little bit before we started, and one of the things you were talking about that I thought was great was this idea of, and I'm sure you can say this better than I can, but that we get into this rut, especially for men, where we can get into this rut. The phrase, it is what it is, came to mind, where people go, well, what, you know, this is what my life is, and this is what my life has been, and this is where I am. Does that resonate for you in terms of what you see with people that come to you? Or the kinds of ruts that people can get into?
I think we see that all the time, Doug, and that's one reason that people come to us like that. I'm going to give you an example. Bill's going to be embarrassed here because I'm going to use him as an example, but he just turned 61 years old, what, Bill, a week ago, if that?
Happy birthday.
Less than a week ago. He just 2 days ago summited the Grand Teton in Wyoming, which is like crazy. He was at one point on a rope looking down 4,000 feet below his feet.
And
and so that's a little bit strange. And Bill wouldn't tell you about that because that's not the kind of person, but we fully believe that you can, your past is not the biggest part of your life, but your future is the biggest part of your life. But the problem is people don't know how to do it. And they need a guide, just like Bill had a guide. Bill and his son went up there just to do a bucket list thing that they'd had, but they had a guide who had summited that how many times, Bill? 400?
Over 400 times.
Over 400 times. All right. So sometimes it takes somebody to get you to that place, but we just believe that your future should be bigger than your past. But we see people all the time that have just gotten stuck in their status quo. And they don't know where to go, and they're not experiencing that extraordinary life personally or in business.
I love Doug. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, just to tag on to that, is when your past is bigger than your future, it literally disables you in your present. We and Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach is one of the major figures in our business and building our own business, and we've adopted much of his curriculum. But Dan says, bring into your present only the productive part of your past. And the trouble is, and Robert and I have been there ourselves, so it's not like we had this dialed in our whole life, whereby we would look back at our past with great regret, and we would wish that we could change things, and we would wish it didn't do this, and we would wish it wouldn't do that. And pretty soon you're wishing so much and you're spending so much energy hanging out in your past, which is literally only a memory. You remember it one way, but probably, you know, it really wasn't that way. You're putting so much energy there that you're ignoring your present, and worse, you're ignoring your future. And so, Doug, Robert's exactly right that we believe everyone was built for a purpose, on purpose, and that they have an incredible mission in life to contribute to the rest of us in the world. And we are waiting. We're dying to have you give it to us. The trouble is you're living 30 years, 40 years, 10 years in the past, and you're ignoring what you're supposed to be doing in your present.
You know that story, the Zen story about like the two monks and the, you know, what the older monk, he helps this woman across the river and then she spits in his face, you know, and then she goes off on her way. And then, you know, a mile down the road, the younger monk says to the older monk, he goes, I can't believe it. I can't believe she did that. He goes, can't believe what? What are you talking about? It was that woman. And he goes, oh, that woman. He goes, I put her down a mile ago. Are you still carrying her?
Nice.
Oh, that is good. That's the old, if I'd only, if I'd only, you've heard, yeah, which I hadn't heard in a long, long time, but that's what people do. They carry that baggage like a backpack that they just carry around with them, as opposed to get that off your back and just start moving forward and just take another step and another step and figure out the right way to go.
You also shared something that I think is the, in some ways, like it's like the dark side of creativity, which is you were talking about how the past doesn't really exist. And in many ways, from my limited understanding of how memory works, it is an active recreation. Like when we, you know, when we say I can't do something because of the past, the past is what is a, it's something we're creating in the present to put it together to maintain whatever life we're having today.
Right. Well, it's I always tell clients, Doug, that a policeman, a detective, comes to a crime scene and they interview 20 people. 30 people, 10 people, whatever, but they don't interview just one if they have access to a lot of people that may have observed what happened. Why do they do that? Because everybody remembers selectively.
Yeah.
But once they put a lot of selective memories together, they begin to see what they believe are the facts. None of us remember our lives factually. We see ourselves from the inside looking out. And we're tainted by our emotions, by all these things swirling inside of us. And so what we need is to go and interview our teachers, our coaches, our parents, our siblings, our friends. We need to interview everybody related to whatever's holding us back, whatever the unproductive part of our past is, and go, what do you think happened? What do you remember? Pretty soon we'll get the facts. And I promise you, the facts will always be different than what we have inside our head.
So I know that you mentioned, for example, I think this is so important because, I mean, for any of us, it's easy to get caught up in our past and stay in our past. Can you say a little bit about, I know you said it's really important to have a guide, and that's, of course, what you do at Rusty Lion. But can you say a little bit about, if I'm feeling stuck like that and I'm feeling like, you know, my past is really, my past is bigger than my, is bigger than my future, what are some steps that I can take to start shifting that?
Can I take
Bill, take that, you know, also let's get down to 25
and
years.
And then you fill in, yeah.
Sure.
So back when I was, let me talk about the present and let me then link that to the past in my own life. Present day, Robert told you, my son and I summited the Grand Teton. It's a 5.8, 5.9 climb, very technical, very hard. Super cold up at that elevation at base camp, and the wind was 40 miles an hour.
Wow.
I think there were 10 technical pitches, and it's extremely dangerous. And Robert's right. There's 4,000 to 5,000 foot drops, you know, right below your feet. So I found Jim Williams, who is here in Jackson, Wyoming, and he is one of the world's most renowned expedition leaders and mountaineering guides. And Jim, you know, we put ourselves there into Jim's hands. So I stepped away from being Bill Watkins, whatever I am, Superman or, you know, coach or businessman, and I became student because safety was paramount. I at Rusty Lion Academy, we have a saying, learn from the expert, especially when your safety is involved. And so we found Jim. Now, dial back 26, 27 years. I'm 34, 33. Am I a new parent then? I don't remember. But anyway, I'm struggling with my very, very big past that is encumbering my present. I mean, I'm literally a man in conflict. I look good on the outside. I am in turmoil on the inside. And life is completely spinning out of control. Finally, you know what I did? I found a therapist. I found a guide who was very skilled, like you, Doug, very skilled at helping me walk through what I thought were the unproductive parts of my past and then stripping them to realize that a lot of that could be productive in the present and lead to my 25-year desired future. Thank goodness for that three-year period that I dedicated myself. I don't remember whether it was four times a month or twice a month, but it was regular. And I became the student of my life. I trusted my therapist and I said, get me out of this. Mm. Like I told Jim, I said, Jim, I want you, you know, in the early morning when we were getting up, getting ready to step off at about 4:30 in the morning, we'd been up since 3:30, getting ready, getting our gear ready. I said, Jim, I took him aside. I said, Jim, I know you can do this, but I'm going to tell you, I want you to get us to the summit. And I want you to get us down in one piece. That's it, dude. We can turn around at any time if it becomes too unsafe. Your number one priority is our safety. Of course he knew that.
Right.
But with my therapist, I said the same thing. Make me the whole man that I should be and not the broken man that I am on the inside.
You know, one of the things that I'm really curious about as you're saying that is it's like there's – I wonder – for example, so there's a part of us where it's easy to get stuck in this rut, but yet it seems like, for example, like you wanted, there was a part of you that's like, I want to be that whole person. I want to climb that summit. In your experience, I mean, I guess I'm curious about your thoughts about is there something inside us that maybe isn't satisfied with being less than we can be in your experience?
I can't speak for everybody, Doug, but I can say for the young lions that we work with personally and for us too, yeah. There's a burning desire just to be more. And I don't think everybody has that. Now, I'm going to say something that, you know, your listeners might not like, but I think there's a whole lot of people out there that I call the walking dead.
Yeah.
And I don't mean anything about the TV show, but I mean, I've been thinking this for like 25 years. What they do is they get stuck in a job and they just stay there and they're like stuck inside this comfort zone thing and they're afraid to get out and put a foot outside of the comfort zone and they just go down with the song still in their, you know, in their chest when they die and it's bad. But I think there's another group of people that they still feel the fear, but they put that foot outside of the comfort zone and they just start moving and all it takes is one step out. Right. And then another step and another step. And, you know, you asked a question a second ago, Doug. I want to just kind of add to what Bill said. But
sure.
Back several years ago, Bill and I live in Atlanta. Bill lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And actually, Bill, I think you were in New York when we did this. But we decided to create a three-year document of what a perfect future would look like for each one of us. And yes. So we created one document together, but Bill did the writing for himself and I did the writing for myself. And what we found was, in our opinion, and this is only for us, but we like freedom. We really like freedom. And there's a lot of different types of freedom. And so over the course of probably, Bill, I'd say 3 weeks, maybe even four, We just continued to add to this document, and we wrote it in the present tense. And so we started thinking about, and these are some things that your listeners could actually write down, but time freedom. What type of freedom do we want to have with our time? Financial freedom. How much do we need to actually be able to do the things that we want to do in the style that we want to do them? Location freedom, which is huge for both of us. So that for us, we like location freedom in that we can work wherever the heck we are. We don't have to be tied into a building. We don't have to be tied into a commute, things like that. Health freedom, where do we want to be with our health and with our physical fitness and with our self-care? Relationship freedom, you know, the type of freedom that we can have with our significant others, our kids, our family, and our friends. And, you know, that's a big deal. Contribution freedom, like how do we want to give back to the world? And then, so anyway, we came up with that and we started looking at that every morning when we got up, and we started not thinking about how are we going to get there, but we started really looking at it completed, if that makes sense to you, to where we could actually see those things completed.
Yeah.
And then we started to feel it. And then the last thing we did, we decided to go a little bit further, and we created a 25-year, what we call Extraordinary Life Intention Sheet, which, Bill, is that not what we're going to, I think that's what we're going to give, correct?
Yeah, Doug, we love what you're doing. We'd love to amplify your mission and your results. And if we can do that by contributing two of our member resources, one would be the 25-year life intention worksheet, the key to your desired future. So yes, Robert, that would be one thing we'll make available to Doug's audience.
Doug, the question that you asked, though, was how do you do that if you don't have help? And what I would suggest to him is do a 25-year intention, like really look at those freedoms that you want to have and really start to paint out what does your life look like 25 years from today, and then go back and do a 3-year plan and write it out, and then look at it. What you think about will come into your life. I fully believe that. If you think you're going to have a bad day, Doug, if you think that today is going to suck, guess what? Today's going to suck,
will.
You know, if you start thinking really, you know, about different things and really start concentrating those and working towards them, they're going to come into your life.
I'd say one thing. You said, how do you do it? Robert's exactly right. He told you the process, 25-year intention. This is what we walk people through, 25-year desired future, your life intentions, looking like you've already accomplished. What have you done in what's 25 years from today in 2040, looking back? And then you create a 3-year desired future, 3-year, what do we call that? Directional life directions. And then we break it down into 1-year goals, which we'll share with your audience, those worksheets. But Doug, I want to amplify one more thing. Is that we highly recommend, yes, I could have climbed the Grand maybe by myself, but with a lot more risk.
Yeah,
we always recommend a guide like what your work is, Doug. And so we just want to encourage the audience to, number one, understand that they are here uniquely. There is no one like them, and they have some sort of life mission. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you with 100% certainty that if I spend a little time with every one of your audience, I would find out in short order what that mission was. Even if they didn't know what it was, we would figure it out. Number two, we are waiting for them to do that mission. That mission contributes to the overall beauty, power, accomplishment, success, and wonder of the universe. We need you to do that. And number three, you've got to get help. Meaning, that doesn't mean you're a bad person or you're debilitated or you couldn't do it on your own, but you're going to do it faster and better, you know, with you know, the expertise of someone like Doug. And so those are the three keys, Doug, on, well, how do you actually do it? And then Robert said one very important thing, and it was kind of like when we were going up these very, very hard technical pitches yesterday. Some were, you know, 5'9" or 5'10", and One was called, I think, the friction wall, and it's literally where there's nothing on the wall to like hold on to.
Oh my God.
Have to trust your shoes. And we were up about 12,500 feet. Climbing shoes are made to be really, really sticky on that kind of rock. And Jim just looked at me and he said, "You can do this. And it's one step at a time." And so it's the same thing where you're looking at your life pitch. You know, you're in climbing, it's just like a little route, you know, it's 50 meters or something. You have no idea how you're going to do it, but you trust your shoes, you trust your gear, you trust your guide, and you just wake up every morning in your life and you take one step forward. But the important part is the first step. And then Robert's correct. Then momentum kind of moves you step with your right leg, and then the next day you move your left. And then maybe you get to move your right and left, but you're moving forward.
And I would thank you so much. And I would add to that, like you said, you just do it or you don't. You know, one of the things that one of the things that you said that was so powerful, and I agree with, is that not everyone can do it. There's a song by Seal, Crazy, and there's a line in that song that I love. It says, you know, in a crowd full of people, only some want to fly. Isn't that crazy? And
yes,
I've always felt that way. I've always been like, why isn't everyone doing this? And I think what's great about after listening to the two of you, and I believe that, you know, my audience, if they're listening to a show called Creating Change, hopefully they thinking about their life in this way. But it's like you said,
of course,
like you do it or you don't, right? Or you don't. Right. And then you die with the music still inside you.
Yeah. Well, Robert, what's the saying you have? What did you say in one of our training videos? You said making a decision or not. What is it? Making a decision.
It's a decision. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Making a decision is a decision. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead,
Doug. I want to share one last thing, and I'll shut up because I think we've taken over your your show here. We apologize, but we've got a really good buddy who I just interviewed on our podcast named Matt Fagioli, and there was his podcast was awesome. But there was a 2-minute thing that I listened to this morning that I used with 6 men that I worked with today, and Matt is a guy Bill and I have known him for years and years, but he was an extremely successful real estate broker, and then back in 2009, just lost everything. And he'll be the first to tell you, went bankrupt. I mean, it was terrible, terrible, terrible. There was a point where he was on the ground, beating the ground, saying, why? You know, he's come back, and he's built this thing called the Explode Conferences, which is just a major real estate conference thing that goes all over the country, and it's huge what he does. But anyway, he said, Robert, what I've learned in the mindset that I've picked up is that I create boxes, and my job is to find out when I'm stuck in a box and then to take my hammer and shatter that box and open it up so that I can create a new box. And that was such a good analogy. I mean, I picture like a glass box that somebody gets stuck in. Most people don't even know that they're in the box. Right. But Matt, for the last several years, has just broken another box after another, after another, after another. But you have to be aware that you're in the box. And that's the hard part, you know. So I just love that. So his life now is very large because of all the boxes that he's broken. Doug?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hey, Doug, so I'm sure we've run you out of time and taken over your interview.
We still have a few more minutes.
So rustylionacademy.com/empowerradio. We are going to put 3 templates there starting out 25 years to where you're living in your desired future. Back 3 to what are the directions you need to take, pointing yourself towards the 25. And then we'll put in a teaching template and a teaching video for how to actually create we call them lion's prey goals, like P-R-E-Y. If you've ever seen a lion hunt an antelope, you know what it's like to laser beam in on your goals. And we want to encourage your audience to use those templates and then connect with you, Doug, so that they can make sure that they're opening their life up to the fullest potential possible breaking the boxes that they're living in right now and building a completely bigger box.
I love it. And again, I want to give people rustylionacademy.com/empowerradio, right?
You got
yes.
it.
The last thing I just want to say, we have about another minute and a half or so, but I just want to say that one of the things I really appreciate about both of you gentlemen is that you are men mentoring men. And mm-hmm. there is, you want to talk about a limiting box. How about the box of I'm a real man? Real men don't get help. You know, real men don't. Right. Real men don't get mentors. Real men keep it real stupid. So
we were those guys.
We know, Doug, that it doesn't work. We've learned by experience.
I'm not just pointing fingers. You know, there's somebody back at me, too. You know, I've you know, knocked my head against the wall because I was going to do it, you know, on my own. And so I think it's great to see, you know, like I said, that the fact that you're helping men, because I think women naturally do this a little bit or have done it better than we
Correct.
Historically. And I think that that's a real gift, you know, that we can give each other is to lift each other up in that way as men. I really, that's something I just wanted to mention. Bill Watkins, Robert Mallon, I look forward to continuing the conversation. Would love to have you back to, I just really, really enjoy the conversation. And also, like I said, have tremendous respect for what you're doing.
Perfect. You're doing great work. We appreciate what you do. Yes, sir.
We'll be back next time. As always, keep creating. The world needs your support.